what's next? And was she worth it? Was she worth it? Good morning, Dominican. It is time for the Biggie Show. To start it off, I'll begin with a recap of my last show. For all those who don't know, last week I had DJs TBB and DJ Derek on. For that, we, instead of usually doing Biggs Babe of the Week, we decided to switch it up a bit. I decided to let them each talk about their own Babe of the Week. And let's just say, it was very different. DJ Derek's, he said, I gotta go with Halle Berry. No, she looks fine. And that's true, she does. I mean, she doesn't even show that she's getting older. She still, in some sense, looks attractive. I mean, I'm trying to remember who DJ T-Baby said, but it's not exactly coming to me right now. Big, however, you know, gotta go with the specific DU girls. I mean, I'm not gonna say who, because I don't know if they're listening or if they're outside or something. But let's just say they're cute, okay? Alright. And then I also went with Kate Beckinsale because, hey, what is she, like, early 40s, late 30s? I mean, she's still attractive. I mean, she's, I mean, for all those who don't know, she was Adam Sandler's wife in Click, which I gotta say was a sad movie, but at the same time was very good. But anyway, on to further recap. I had T-Baby before DJ Derek came. We spoke on Soul Candy and what he's been up to since the last time he's been on. And for those who don't know, Soul Candy is actually right after my show from 7 to 9 in Angelica Hall. So stop by to hear poets, singers, and any other talent they currently have going over there. But anyway, T-Baby gave us a preview of what he may or may not be doing in Soul Candy. He didn't want to give too much away. He didn't want to give spoiler alerts or anything. T-Baby also said he's been working hard this last year and he can't wait to graduate and then move on, see what else is out there. With DJ Derek, when T-Baby had to leave, DJ Derek and I spoke on the Miami-Boston game, which Miami won, but caused an upset with some of the Celtics players because, for those who don't know, Ray Allen recently signed during the offseason with the Miami Heat, and it was different because usually Ray Allen is playing against LeBron, and this time he's playing with LeBron. And we also spoke on some ASD events coming up, as well as some of the things, you know, that are currently circulating, like some dance, supposedly, that's going to take place in Calarega, Conlan, and I think Guzman, but he can't say more. Supposedly all supposed to take place in one night. Then they're getting a new pool table, which would be nice because, I mean, that pool table in Fanjo isn't exactly up to par or anything. But anyway, he couldn't really comment more about anything at the moment, but he did say to look forward to some events coming up. So it stands to see what exactly is going to occur within these last months of either this semester or all of next semester. And for those who don't know, ASDU recently had Powder Puff football on Sunday, which I heard not a lot of people turn out for, as well as glow-in-the-dark dodgeball the day before Saturday, and I heard that was pretty popular. But anyway, I hear there's a dance coming up on the, I want to say 17th, maybe, but I don't exactly know. I'll have to check my sources in ASDU. But anyway, there you have it, a recap of my previous show. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. And for those who wish to come in, call in actually, the station number is 415-482-3587. I'll take a quick commercial break and be back with my babe of the week. So tune in.
Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Oppa Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Op, 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 op. Oppa Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Op, 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 op. Oppa Gangnam Style. Hey, sexy lady. Op, 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 op. Baby, 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈. 뛰는 놈, 그 위에 나는 놈. Baby, baby, 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈. You know what I'm saying? 오빤 강남 스타일. Gangnam Style.
Shoot out like a geyser. Break next to people up as beside her. The woman you're hotter than a fire. I'm burning with love and I'd love to love her. I said forever I'd love to love her. Shorty that little girl said she was from Brazil.
No, Mr. J Boogie, it doesn't even matter. She could have come from Dongayara, from Samoa, Fiji, Solomon Islands, New Caledonia, or even New Ireland, the sweet Bacalore.
Peter, I've seen girls all over in numbers galore, but this one I'm sure of and I never let go.
She's a sunshine girl lighting up my world. What she does to me, she makes me say whoa.
Listeners, you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Now, for those just tuning in, I just recently went over a recap of my last show where I had T-Baby, DJ Derek, as well as we spoke on several hot topics. And those of you who are curious, Soul Candy is going on right next door in Angelico Hall from 7 to 9. So if you have nothing to do and you're on campus, why not stop by, check it out, see what's going on, as well as hear some of your fellow students express themselves. But now we are going to get into my favorite topic on the radio.
It but is. My body's telling me yes.
I sure will.
Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody.
That's very true.
But there is something that I must confess.
I definitely will confess it. Alright, now it's time for Big's Babe of the Week. Last week's Babe of the Week were, as I said previously, some chicas here at DU. I don't want to say any names because they might be walking by or they might be listening. Who knows? But another Babe of the Week for Big was Kate Beckinsale because, hey, I'm not going to lie, she's pretty cute. And she does. She's kind of like wine. She gets finer with age. That's all I gotta say. But anyway, this week's Babe of the Week is Zoe Saldana. She is one hot, sexy Dominican actress. For those of you who don't know, she starred in such movies as Star Trek, The Losers, Takers, and my personal favorite that she starred in, Colombiana, where she plays a girl named Catayena, which is the name of a beautiful flower, who sees her parents murdered by her father's boss and goes to live with her uncle in the USA and tells him that she wants to be an assassin. And he laughs it off. He says, well, first you have to go to school. So the viewers are left to assume she goes to school and then she becomes an assassin. But anyway, she's currently dating Bradley Cooper. She's been featured on FHM, Maxim, and I think she was in Esquire, but I gotta check up on that. But anyway, there you have it. My babe of the week is Zoe Saldana. Tune in next week to see who is it going to be. Is it going to be a famous singer, famous actress, or some girl here at DU? Never know. I don't know. Sometimes I just wait and whatever chick pops in my head is actually my babe of the week. So, tune in next week. But, hey, you never know, because Big's birthday's coming up, and you know, you might have a special lady friend to talk about next week. But anyway, for those just tuning in, you are listening to my show. The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. As well as those wanting to phone in, the number is 415-482-3587. Thank you, and stay tuned for some more hot topics.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me
up my mind with these spoken words. Let this music here like an overture. She's the only one, yeah, yeah. And so I roll with her. Ooh, that's how it's supposed to be. Living life with loved ones close to me. Shh, this is the remedy, and I got the recipe. I don't need no Hennessy. Yeah, it's been 9 months now. Haven't had a drink, and I'm starting to see clear now. I'm putting all my fears down. I can hear the cheers now. Seeing peace signs when I look around. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? Looking at life like, how did I get it wrong? Life's too short now to live it long. To my brothers and sisters, from where we get along. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? Looking at life like, how did I get it wrong? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters, from where we get along. Open up your eyes, look around. Homie, can you see how it's going down? Brothers locked up, sisters knocked up. If you wanna build your love up, put your hate down. Ooh, that's the only way to live. Turn the negatives to positives. It's gonna be alright by Molly Sip. What the dumb shit, keep it moving, that's the time it is. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? Looking at life like, how did I get it wrong? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters, from where we get along. Hey, young homie, what you tripping on? Looking at life like, how did I get it wrong? Life's too short, gotta live it long. To my brothers and sisters, from where we get along. Give peace to the war in the streets. Give peace to the evil that creeps.
Good evening, listeners. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. Up next, I'll be discussing Lil Wayne and his lawsuit that he recently lost due to him not showing up to court. Apparently, he had a lawsuit against Quincy Jones III, who filmed his documentary, The Carter, as well as the countersuit that Jones had fired, claiming that Lil Wayne owed him money. And since Lil Wayne couldn't fly to the court hearing, apparently we seem to have a caller. So we'll take a quick commercial break and we'll be back with the callers. Tune in. Welcome back. Just had to answer the phone real quick. That was Old School Biggie wishing Young Biggie, myself, a happy birthday. But we had to cut the call short because Biggie Show has to end early today due to Soul Candy, which is being held in Angelico Hall from 7 to 9. So if you have nothing to do on campus, walk on by, check it out. You have DJs T-Baby, DJ Swag, as well as Michael Meekins will be performing, Evan Ferguson, as well as others. So, if you got nothing to do, want to get away for a little bit, you know, stop your studying, take a quick break, come on by to Angelico. You'll be in for a real treat. Anyway, since Lil Wayne couldn't appear in court, but you could take a bus down to, I think it was Miami, to watch the Heat game, the jury ordered Wayne to pay $2,195,000. But I don't know if you guys all know, this is nothing but chump change necessarily, or a dime in the bucket for Wang Tunchi, as he's commonly known and as he commonly says in songs, is said to be worth over $90 million. Anyway, Lil Wayne, however, couldn't show up due to a medical problem as he was suffering seizures on a flight. And since he couldn't show up, his lawyer was forced to show the video of Wayne's deposition, and as I talked about on my show a few weeks ago, maybe even a month ago, I'm not sure, in the video, Wayne showed no emotion towards the case and basically mocked the whole proceeding. He's like, he asked the judge, like, who is this? And, like, made fun of the lawyer, asking him the questions. It was completely pointless. I don't even know why he had to show no attitude. Probably because he felt he was right and the other guy shouldn't have to do anything or shouldn't have to be paid, but who knows. Anyway, that's it for that topic. Up next, I will be discussing the Ne-Yo interview and power that he gave on Power 106. But for now, I'll take a quick commercial break and I'll be back to discuss that. And for those just tuning in, you are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. And for now, since I'll be talking about Ne-Yo, why not play some of his music? So tune in.
Song reminds me of what used to be. That's the reason I'm so sick of love songs.
Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. For those of you just tuning in, I spoke on Lil Wayne losing his lawsuit against Quincy Jones III for failure to appear in court, which Wayne attributed to suffering seizures, but yet he was fine enough to take a bus down to Miami to watch the game. Anyway, up next I'll be discussing Ne-Yo's interview on Power 106. So Ne-Yo recently gave an interview on Power 106 discussing his new album R.E.D. or Red, which he doesn't mind as long as you know the album, whichever way you refer to it. For those of you who don't know though, R.E.D. or Red stands for Realizing Every Dream, which is something Ne-Yo had said time and time again in interviews that it's something he knows, because he said by the age of 9, he knew that he wanted to be a singer and that he was willing to do whatever it took to make it, and he did it. He was part of a boy band that failed, but just kept at it, and look at him now, releasing R.E.D., which comes after his last CD, Libra Scale, which had my favorite song, One in a Million, as well as Beautiful Monster, I think it's called. And then he came out with that single with Trey Songz and T-Pain called, I can't really recall the name. Maybe if I look it up, I'll be able to remember. But anyway, on to the next point. Big Boi actually played some instrumentals for Ne-Yo to sing. And some of the songs were his latest hit, Let Me Love You, which I don't know if you guys heard, but I happen to like the song a lot. He also played for him Miss Independent and So Sick, which those of you that were tuning in during the break were able to listen to. But anyway, let me play for you Let Me Love You, and after that I'll switch over to his track with Trey Songz and T-Pain. But anyway, Ne-Yo actually ended up singing those songs. But for the record though, Ne-Yo sang those songs a cappella and uncut, so there was no messing with his voice or anything. But as an associate of mine pointed out, it wasn't that good because, I mean, look, it was probably like 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, so his vocals weren't all that. But I mean, he has to be good singing live if he has concerts, and those concerts probably do very well financially. Anyway, Big Boi later asked him some questions. One of them was like if he had ever had relations with a fan, and Ne-Yo said no, he didn't. Another one of those questions was, has he ever slept with any celebrities? And Ne-Yo, being the type of person he is, responded yes, but was being very coy about it all. When Big Boi was like, who is he? He's like, well, is she female? He's like, okay, who was it? And then he's like, well, she's got 2 arms and 2 legs. Like, okay, that's good. And who is it? And then he's like, well, no. He's like, he kept ignoring it basically. And they tried getting it out of him, but he wouldn't give it up. But finally, Big Boi's last question was, alright, you're in a lake. You're in the ocean, right? And you have to save someone. Who would you save? Esquire's 2012 Sexiest Woman Alive, Mila Kunis? Or Esquire's 2011 Sexiest Woman Alive, Rihanna? And Ne-Yo chose Mila Kunis, and everyone in the studio is like, oh, so have you ever, you know, hooked up with Rihanna? And he's like, no, no, I haven't. Like, huh, sure you haven't. But anyway, they didn't believe him, so there you have it. Neil gave an interview on Power 106. He's being very coy about when asked if he ever hooked up with a celebrity. What else? What else did Big talk about? Oh, you are listening to That Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. For those of you tuning in, and afterwards, starting at 7 o'clock, you will have Soul Candy next door in Angelico Hall from 7 to 9, where you can watch your fellow classmates express themselves in a manner that allows them to get everything out there. You have such radio DJs as DJ T-Baby and DJ Swag. Maybe other DJs out there, but they're not coming to mind right now. But anyway, you were listening to The Biggie Show. Sorry, folks, but I gotta cut it short due to the airtime required for Soul Candy. So tune in next week for my newest topics as well as Big's Babe of the Week. So tune in next week. Good night and good luck.